Action.
Hi, welcome to Cooking with Chef Poppy. Today, we're going to make Poppy's Power Turds. It's a simple snack that's going to keep you moving on the bike. Welcome to my public restroom kitchen. Let me show you a few of these nutrient-dense ingredients that go into every one of my turds. First, we have dried figs, an ancient superfood and athletic performance food used in the ancient Olympiads. Second, we have raisins. If these raisins were born in a different life, perhaps they would be ancient wines. Now we have chia seeds, a great way to include omega-3s in your diet if you don't like salmon, or to grow a chia pet in your bowels. The defining nugget, if you will, of Poppy's Power Turds is coconut fat. Easily converted into sustainable energy, coconut oil, maca, for endurance sensually and sensually. Honey, as a binder and a caloric agent. Almond butter is fun to poke and to eat. Chocolate chips taste great. Make sure they're 85%. You don't want too much sugar, otherwise your performance will decrease. Pure Himalayan sea salt will ensure that the salts that you lose through sweating and vigorous activity are replenished through your turds. This is an ancient sea salt. Use ancient ingredients whenever possible. I got this ancient ingredient at TJ Maxx. First, we're gonna chop up the ancient figs and raisins. You could also use a food processor, but I'm using this knife made by Specialized. And you can see what chopping it did. Made it into this giant mass of binding agents. This is what's gonna hold all the other ingredients together. It already looks like a turd. First, I'm gonna add, like second or third, wherever we are, I'm gonna add the wet ingredients to the bowl. That's gonna be the almond butter and some coconut oil. Then I'm gonna take my hands, which is another secret ingredient, and mash everything up like this. Now, to this slop, I will add the figs and the raisins. Just kind of sprinkle it in like that, and then we're gonna get in there and mix all that up really good. This should be like there's no real recipe here as far as amounts. You just wanna make sure that it is wet enough to bind the dry ingredients together. And throughout this, I might add some more. Oh, I forgot to add the honey. So really, between the honey, the coconut oil, and the almond butter, I'm gonna make something that's real sloppy here. Okay, so now that we have this is a really nice slop now. I'm gonna start adding the dry ingredients, okay? First, I wanna mix in some maca powder. That's about 5 servings right there. Mix that in. Real powdery stuff you want to mix in first, because it's hard to mix in later when it's not as wet. And then I'm going to add the chia seeds. Okay. And then I'm going to add some coconut flakes next. Whoops. That's okay. We're starting to get the correct consistency here. Basically, when you can pick up, squeeze, and it stays together, then you know you're getting somewhere, and it's time to add the chocolate chips. So that's what we're gonna do, these ancient chocolate chips. Ancient. Then I'm gonna start mixing those in. And I think we really might have a power turd here. Fly seems to know. Flies love turds. And now for the final step. We're gonna turn this mixture into turds. Okay, so just put your hand in there, start squeezing back and forth. You'll feel it start to solidify, just like a real turd. Okay, and then you're gonna pinch the ends just like this. Work it around. It should be a nice cylinder there. And that's how your that's your finished product. And there you have it, ladies and germs, and whatever gender you identify as, a steaming hot pile of power turds. There's no excuse to eat chips and cookies and other candies while cyclotouring when you have access to these simple ingredients that are ancient, come from TJ Maxx, and are delicious and nutritious